live and local,
across the city
and South Cambridgeshire.
This is Alex Elbrook.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
The 105 vet, Dr. Mifanwi Hill, is here again. And today we're going to be talking about upset tummies in dogs and cats and what we can do to help. Now, if you are eating your lunch, you may want to pause for a few moments while we talk about this. So hi, Mifanwi.
Hi, Alex. Great to be with you.
What's the most common causes of upset stomachs?
Well, so I think if we're thinking about dogs, then probably the most common reason for an upset stomach, so what I would call either vomiting and or diarrhea, is what we vets like to call a dietary indiscretion. So it's a very polite way of saying they've eaten something or they've come into contact with something in the environment that has given them either the runs or has caused them to have a little bit of irritation in their stomach, and therefore they get some vomiting. And these dietary indiscretion type episodes are usually self-limiting. So, you know, your dog might have a bit of vomiting and or a bit of diarrhea for a couple of days, and they'll usually get over it without any concern. If we're thinking about cats, then probably the most common reason for cats to have upset stomachs is the furball. So, you know, it's very common for cats to vomit up furballs. They wouldn't normally get diarrhea with that. So for cats, vomiting is a bit more common. And also, you know, things like chewing grass as well. And actually, you know, vomiting up a hairball is really not something to worry about if it's happening relatively infrequently. But if your cat is having lots of hairball vomits and it's, you know, happening quite regularly, or they get particularly poorly afterwards, you know, so they don't kind of come right after just being sick, then there are actually special diets that you can give that try to increase the clearance of the fur ball, so they poo it out basically rather than it all accumulating in their stomachs. Or you can also use, there's kind of pastes and things like that, which are essentially kind of paraffin and molasses type things that again help to stop the hair accumulating and sticking to itself in the stomach and prevent it from accumulating, and again they'll poo it all out rather than vomiting it up. So those are probably the most common causes.
Can I just ask about the grass? Is it good that they eat the grass to make themselves be sick for the furballs? I heard that, but I'm not sure if that's true or whether that's just something I've heard as a rumour.
Yeah, so it's actually a really interesting question. And I think the truth is that we don't really know. There are lots of different theories around why cats and dogs sometimes eat grass in order to make themselves potentially sick, or whether, you know, ingesting the grass maybe reduces the parasite burden, you know, in the intestines. I think as long as your dog or cat is not ill from it, as in, you know, they may have an episode of vomiting, but they're not actually particularly poorly, then I don't think it's anything to worry about. But do remember, there are lots of plants in the garden, some of which might look like grasses, but actually aren't grasses, that can cause gastrointestinal upset because they're actually toxic. So if it's just kind of normal grass and they vomit once or twice, but are perfectly happy within themselves, not something I would worry about. But do keep an eye on what it is they're chewing, because if they're chewing something that's actually kind of listed as being toxic, then we need to make sure that they don't do that.
That sounds very useful advice. I see my cat chewing the grass a lot. I just wonder why they do it. Yeah, but now I know.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think we don't really know the answer, but some of the most common ideas are that it's to do with reducing intestinal parasites. And even if they don't have those intestinal parasites, it's a sort of learnt, inherited, evolutionary type behaviour. And others are, you know, that if they have got a hairball, help to make them sick and bring it up. So, but I think, you know, truthfully, we don't really know the answer to that 100%.
So we talked about the most common causes, but what other things that we might be wanting to be concerned about?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think the thing to remember with both vomiting and diarrhea is that in most cases, it's what we call self-limiting. So, you know, it will occur, your dog or your cat might feel a little bit poorly for a couple of days. And there are things that you can do at home to look after them, and obviously we can always see them at your local veterinary practice, but they will ultimately get better from it. So when you've got a kind of first instance of vomiting and diarrhea, the most important thing to do is make sure that they've got plenty of fresh water available and that you feed them a bland diet. So generally speaking, we tend to recommend something like boiled chicken and plain cooked rice, but equally, you know, low-fat cottage cheese can also be quite good, or scrambled egg whites is also another favourite, because it's really important that they do carry on eating. But we want to make sure that we don't give them too much all at once, because that can make them feel a bit queasy and a bit nauseous. So little and often, and something really plain and bland and highly digestible.
Like we would have for ourselves when we've got an upset stomach, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
Something very bland and not too much. Yeah, that makes absolute sense, doesn't it?
And not offering them too much all in one go. And also not letting them guzzle loads and loads of water all in one go. So having plenty of water available, but maybe, you know, smaller bowls of water, but more of them, so that they can't gulp loads. Because again, if they drink loads and loads of cold water on an upset stomach, that can make them feel a bit queasy as well. And then things that you can do, you know, if you're worried and you're not sure, you know, should I take them to the vet or should I not? Things to look out for are, you know, how active they are, whether or not they're able to keep any food down. You know, if they're not able to keep anything down at all, no water, no food, and it's been going on for more than half a day, for example, then that might be an indication that we might need to see them at the vets. But also things like their hydration status. So, you know, obviously when we're dehydrated, we kind of feel dehydrated. We maybe get bits of headaches or we're feeling really kind of dry and slow, but our dogs and cats can't tell us that. So what we look for when we're examining a pet to decide whether or not they're dehydrated is we look at how moist their gums are. So lots of people think that we look at how wet their noses are. We don't look at their noses, we look at their gums. And you can lift your pet's gums, lift their lip up and look at their gums and just touch them with the tip of your finger. And if they're still nice and moist, that's great. That means that your pet's well hydrated. But if they're dry or tacky, that would suggest that they are actually dehydrated and they might need to see the vet in order to have some sort of intervention to help, you know, draw this episode of vomiting and diarrhea to a close.
I'd never thought to look in their gums. Like you say, it's the old wet nose thing, which they come from somewhere, these stories, and then you never know that they get carried on forever, don't they? So is there anything else that we need to be looking for?
Yeah, I think one of the important things, particularly with young dogs, to remember is that young dogs and sometimes older dogs and also sometimes cats will eat toys or, you know, household objects that can get stuck in their tummies. And this can be quite a serious problem. And it's something that, you know, we would consider to be an emergency at the veterinary practice. And the way that this presents most commonly is profuse vomiting and your pet is unable to keep any food down whatsoever. And you may have an inkling that they have either chewed a little bit of a toy or that they might have swallowed a toy, you know, something's gone missing. And that this is, you know, one of their habits. Because I can't tell you how many socks, how many pairs of knickers, how many Barbie doll heads I have had to surgically remove from dogs' tummies. But cats also, you know, playing with string, so thread, string, tinsel, Christmas decorations, all this kind of thing. So if you do think that there's a risk that your pet might have eaten a bit of a toy or, you know, some sort of household object and they are vomiting, then it's really important to go and seek veterinary attention, because it could be potentially very serious.
Well, that is definitely worth knowing. Thank you very much for that, Mifanwi. That's really interesting. And I was going to say food for thought, but maybe that's the wrong thought this week. Yeah. So anyone now, you can return to your lunches. All is okay. Thank you very much, Mifanwi, for that. So
very
interesting
welcome.
And very useful advice. Thank you very much. And we'll see you soon.
Thanks then, Alex. Bye.
Cambridge 105 Radio.